Hey, let's talk NFL Combine. This is one of the big events going on through the week with the NFL. And, of course, hundreds of NFL players getting to Indianapolis and joining us there in Indy with Vikings.com, our good friend Mike Wobshaw. Mike, nice to hear from you today.
Well, hey, good to hear from you. How's everything going over there?
Well, you know what? We are anticipating what's going to happen with the NFL, because this is the next step towards getting ready for next year already. And kind of curious, though. You know, you got, what, 300-plus
yep.
future NFL players, or at least who want to be in the NFL. They're going to be there here. What's it like? Give us an idea of what the NFL Combine is all about.
Oh, wow. That's, you know, there's 332 guys here, I believe was the last count. And it's like an NFL convention, to be honest with you. I mean, you walk around the hotels and the lobbies and the hallways and the restaurants in the hotel, the restaurants in the city. And, you know, there's NFL luminaries, there's agents, you know, all over the place. And so there's really kind of, there's two events going on. There's the Combine, which we see on TV, and which happens kind of behind the scenes as well with some of the medical things. So there's the Combine, but then there's the sideshow with teams and agents and talking about NFL business and getting some things done behind the scenes and talking free agency. And so it's really kind of a cool experience. The Combine part of it, you know, not every kid is here at the same time. It's a staggered schedule. The guys are broken up into positions, and it's a four-day process to go through the Combine. It starts out with an orientation the first day you arrive and some medical exams. The second day is you finish up your medical exams. You do some psychological testing.
The Wonderlic test?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, like the Wonderlic. You know, the third day you do some of your media interviews and your team interviews, and the fourth day you do your on-field tests, and then you take off. And so the NFL shuffles these guys in on a staggered schedule over the course of a week. So there's just a ton of action. Every hotel is packed. Every restaurant is packed. And it's really just a fun, vibrant place to be.
What about media coverage over the past few years with this event? There have been a few more media folks that have tuned up in Indy?
It's unbelievable. It's, you know, this is my sixth Combine, and the first time I came here, there was a large media contingent, but it was mostly press. It was mostly electronic media. Now it's TV and radio. Of course, ESPN and NFL Network handle the televised broadcast and coverage. But you have, when I came here for the first time 6 years ago, there was one radio entity that was here. It was Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Now,
everybody.
There's a table 50 yards long, and it's filled, and everyone is here, including our flagship station, the Vikings Radio Network, KFAN. They're here. So I mean, it's just grown exponentially. I don't know what the total credentialed media is, but if someone told me it was 1,000, I'd believe it. It's really grown into a big media spectacle, and really, the ironic part is what you see by catching some of the media coverage of it is important and gives you a good glimpse of what the Combine is. But the most important part of the Combine is the stuff you don't see. It's the psychological evaluations, it's the medical evaluation, and it's some of the team interviews that happen in the hotel.
How about the Minnesota Vikings? You're close to them. How are the Vikings going into this Combine?
Well, it's an important Combine, and not in the same way it was important last year. Last year, of course, we had the third overall pick, so now we wind up trading back to number four overall, but at this time last year, we had the third overall pick. There's only a limited number of ways this thing can shake out, and you had a really good idea of what was going to happen because there were two rock star quarterbacks that were set to be taken first and second. So really, the Vikings, in effect, had the first overall pick of all non-quarterbacks. So that's a far cry from where the Vikings are now, because they go 10-6, they make the playoffs, and we're sitting there right now with the 23rd overall pick, coming off one of the best draft efforts the franchise has ever had, where you basically hit on 9 of your 10 picks. Greg Childs was hurt, so maybe it's 8 of your 10 picks you hit on. So a really good opportunity for the Vikings to narrow the margin or maybe eclipse the margin between themselves and the defending division champion Packers with another strong draft class. And, you know, Adrian Peterson, obviously, with a 2,000-yard season he had he led us last year. But let's not count short the contributions from the 2012 draft class. It was a tremendous draft.
It was a great one, yes. Gilman.
Yes. And so now what you want to do is you want to build off of that. You have 9 picks right now. I think we're going to end up with 10 or 11 when all is said and done. So a really big opportunity for the Vikings to further set the foundation for a team that can win over the long term.
Who's the media looking forward to seeing over the next 4 days? Wouldn't be some guy named Teo, would it?
Teo. You know what? You hit the nail on the head. That's probably the number one name, to be honest with you. It's Manti Te'o. And the part that's too bad is, what we're going to be able to see on TV from a public standpoint, that's not what people are really questioning. The guy can play. He can run. He can tackle. He's a good leader. He's got instincts and spades, I believe. All that is good. What the unknown is the character, the hoax, and all of that, right? And unfortunately, the public isn't going to be able to glean any more information on that because all of that stuff is going to happen behind the scenes in these team interviews. So, without a doubt, Manti Te'o is probably the most dynamic, captivating story here. But I would also say Tyrann Mathieu, they call him the Honey Badger. He's another name that I think people are really looking forward to seeing.
I love it. This has grown and a lot of interest, and that's why all the media is there. That's why we're getting all the TV coverage and the following is because this is the next step to the next year, and the NFL is a 24/7 business now.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, you're right. It's like you're alluding to. It's a tangible part of the off season. It's something that we can see and touch and feel. You can't really see, touch, and feel negotiations between a team and its free agents, right? You know, the public doesn't see the pro days, but they see the scouting combine. They get a feel for what it's like. And I've learned this from 7 or 8 years now of providing content on the internet on Vikings.com. People love the draft, and I think it's because of the unknown. So people love to speculate on what they think is going to happen. They love to formulate an opinion on who they think their favorite team should take, and this is kind of where it really starts for fans. The draft process really starts right here at the Combine.
He's Mike Wapshaw, Vikings.com, joining us on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Have you evaluated the draft? Have you seen what kind of a draft this could be?
Yeah, I'm really starting to get a better handle on that, and it's less about knowing more about individual players. That's going to happen over the next couple of months as we lead up to the draft at the end of April, but it really what you're doing right now is getting a good characterization of the type of draft, as you termed it. And what I think we're going to see this year is, and I'm not talking about just the first round, I'm talking about throughout the draft. I don't think there are the sexy names, the sizzle, the high-profile playmakers like we had last year with Robert Griffin III and Justin Blackmon and Andrew Luck, like we've had in past drafts with Julio Jones or even going back to the late 90s with Peyton Manning, where guys that you knew were going to be great players at skill positions. I think this draft is about the trenches, offensive line and defensive line. I think there's a lot of really quality big men in this draft, and I think it's deeper than it is top-heavy. And what I mean by that is I think there's an abundance of players that you can get in the second, third, and fourth rounds who are going to be starters at some point in their career than there are superstar future Hall of Famers at the top of the first round. And I think that's good for the Vikings because we pick 23rd. We don't pick in the top 10, and we have 9 picks where most teams are sitting with 7 or fewer picks. So I think the Vikings are in a good position for the type of draft that this is going
to
be.
Hey, Wobby, is there one or two guys you can't wait to see?
Yeah, there is. There's a receiver from Louisiana Tech named Quentin Patton. I'm very excited to see him. I saw him at the Senior Bowl, actually. I went in really excited to see a kid named Aaron Dobson from Marshall at wide receiver. I came out of the Senior Bowl more excited about this Quentin Patton kid from Louisiana Tech. I think he's going to be a good player. And then on the other side of the ball, everyone's going to talk about a couple of LSU players, Honey Badger, and they have a defensive lineman who's going to convert to outside linebacker. His last name is Mingo, but I actually like a different defensive end. His name is Montgomery. I'm excited to see him perform here at the Combine. I think he can play base defensive end in a 4-3 defense, and we have a base defensive end in Brian Robinson, but you can never have too many defensive linemen. I think this kid is going to be a good one. I think he can be a pass rusher inside on nickel situations, and I think he can develop into a starting defensive end. So I'm really excited to see Sam Montgomery.
Hey, what's at Vikings.com? Folks can go to the website and read about with the combine.
We were busy today. Rick Spielman met with the media, so we got an individual one-on-one interview with him that we're going to put up eventually, but we also have his press conference. Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings, did his radio show from the combine, so we have a couple of the interviews that he did on his radio show. We've put those up on the website. I've listed three offensive players and three defensive players that I'm looking forward to watching here. I put those up on the blog. I explained a new test that has been implemented at this year's combine that that they haven't done in years past. So I explained that a little bit. So we have a lot up there on the website right now. It should be fun for fans to check it out.
I understand NFL teams, they don't care about costs on this one. They send a bunch of their staff there. Did I hear the Vikings sent like 60 staff members to Indianapolis?
You heard right. You heard right. We just talked to our certified head athletic trainer, Eric Sugarman. He was walking through the hallway, and he said that they have 10 medical people alone here at the combine evaluating. So that kind of gives you an indication of how many.
That's just for you, Wobby. That's just for you.
They're sending. Exactly. just 10 people from the medical part of the team, not to mention all the assistant coaches and all your front office executives. So, they spare no expense. It's a very important event.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Wobby, thanks, man. Really appreciate it. We want everybody to go to Vikings.com and hear more about the combine. We'll talk again real soon, pal.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There he goes. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris.